Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Thanks for tuning in. Today you will be hearing part two of Renee Reed's testimony. Part one played last Sunday on WBTX. And if you missed that, you can find that on our website, cotnaz.org. Click Watch, Listen, and click Hope Talks. We pray that today's broadcast will be a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
2 Corinthians 4:7. I think is one that you have to go to in this point in time of your life. Says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Mm. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. And just not crushed. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. You know, some things we walk through, how are we not crushed? Thank goodness for Jesus. Yes. And I don't, those that, you know, don't have that hope of Jesus. Like,
I don't know how they do it.
I don't either. And what, I have a list of things you should really think about.
Yeah.
And your family is really important. People around you. Yeah. Don't be afraid to step out and tell people about Jesus, because that hope, like, I want my students to be in heaven.
That's right.
Yeah. I want my family to really be, I want to be confident in their death, because it happens.
It does.
Death happens. It's a part, I think it's in our society, our culture, it's, we try to brush it under the rug sometimes. It's a part of life.
At a lot of the funerals that I do, at some point in the funeral, I usually say, one day each of us in this room will be the subject of that, of a funeral, you know, and it's not, we don't like to think about it, but how we prepare for that ourselves and how we prepare to make it easier for those that follow us, it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between sitting with a family that has talked everything out and they know everything that's going to happen versus...
And those that have the hope of Jesus.
I've
heard it said that we can either be born once and die twice, or be born twice and die once. And so if we know Jesus, I mean, everybody has a physical birth and will have a physical death, but we can either have a spiritual death or a spiritual life. And so knowing Jesus, when you talked about knowing Jesus, it gives us peace knowing that that person, even though we miss them here,
and it's hard.
It doesn't get rid of the grief, knowing they're with Jesus is a lot more than wondering where they might be.
Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid. Used to be pretty fearful. Aren't you fearful sometimes? Yeah. Say, you know, what God's wanting you to say or do. Yeah. Like we learned, like the sermon this morning. You know, I wonder if Rahab was afraid. But she's still, you know, just a lot of faith. And just tell them, talk to people, live a life that people can see Jesus, whether you say anything or not.
That's
they can
right.
tell.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
I've had students say, "Oh, Mrs. Reed, I knew you were a Christian." I'm like, How do you know?
Right.
I didn't. You know, it wasn't. It's not anything you say, but how you treat others, and you know, your words, and you know, your encouragement, and the more time we spend with Him, you just radiate that, right? You can tell people that, you know, I've been with Jesus. I hope people can see and know I've been with Jesus
when
they have a conversation with me.
I love the idea that, you know, Christ lives in us. The Holy Spirit ministers through us in ways that we don't even know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's not a boastful thing. That's humbling to think that the God of the universe would live in us, that the Holy Spirit would allow us to be the love of Jesus, that we are bought with a price, yes, but he has brought us into the kingdom to do kingdom work and to be the love of Jesus. And we don't even realize sometimes how we come across or how the Lord will use something that we say to touch a place where somebody goes, wait a minute, they must be a believer.
Right. Yeah.
So what are, you've shared some of the ways showing up in people's lives, being filled with Christ. You know, it says in Colossians 1, it talks about the same power that raised Christ from the dead, or maybe Ephesians 1. But that power, the root, the Greek word for power there is dunamé, which is our root word for dynamite or dynamic. And that's Christ showing up, taking up residence in our life, and we become a vessel. It's not so much that we're doing it, but that he does it through us. And so showing up in people's lives is so important. Being present in the day-to-day. It's really easy to be somewhere else when we have phones in our hands, right?
I feel like I still struggle to do it well, just because I'm definitely not where I was in the process of grief, but you do turn inward for a while. Felt like I was under a dark cloud for a little over a year. Slowly, I'm sure you could see a little bit of the change in me over time,
yes,
over the last year. You know, you slowly, you know, you're different. I don't know that there's a back to normal, but you slowly, you know, kind of find your way. I still feel lost a lot of days, but, you know, I often ask, okay, is the Holy Spirit leading me or pushing me? Is Jesus walking beside me, or how's this working out? But, you know, kind of one day at a time. And I still have what a counselor might call complicated grief. I have some things that are still unresolved. The estate is not resolved. I have lots of things still with all of my husband's things. And there's lots, it's hard. There's lots of decisions. You know, what do you do with all the things? And you love them so much, but you have to still live. I have lots of, I have some grief resources that I've really relied on. And try to share with people. There's a devotional called Streams in the Desert. That was my first year. and then I've shared with you, Pastor Margaret, the Run to the Hard podcast.
Yes.
Where
yes.
Curtis Christopher tells his story. It's amazing. If you're going to listen to that, start at episode one. and there's a book that has liturgies in it. It's called Every Moment Holy, part two. That I try to share with people, especially if you're, you know, someone, you're actively losing someone. And when you don't have words, it gives you words. Spend time in the Word.
Yeah.
Spend time in the Word.
Yeah.
Every day.
That book.
Every Moment Holy.
That's good.
And I don't know that I've read all of it.
But
I gave my coffee. I gave my coffee to someone. So give it back to me when,
right.
You know, and sometimes it doesn't matter what part of the Word you're in, but you got to continue to fill yourself up, carve out a time. I wish I'd have known that when I was younger, right? You have to carve out a time every day, regardless if you're having trouble praying or it doesn't have to be the right place or it doesn't have to be the right devotional. It doesn't open, read.
Yes.
Lord, what are you going to show me today? You know, and your heart just gets filled with that and that, you know, so.
And, it's there for the days you need it, right?
Yeah,
the Lord brings back scripture. His word doesn't return void.
And don't be afraid to talk about hard things with your family. You know, whether you're afraid to tell them about Jesus or. Know, talk about what you want to happen with your funeral. Make sure you have the life insurance. Make sure you have a will. You know, make sure both names are on the vehicles. How much easier is it for a spouse when both names are on everything? Or it's, you know, clearly in your will. You know, that's the practical things, but they're so important for the person that's grieving when you're gone.
Right.
I mean, just makes, you know, this makes it more practical. It, you know, you don't have to navigate through those things because you already know what they want. You know? The scripture that the Lord has, I just continually put on my heart over and over, just the probably the last 3 or 4 months, that is Revelation 12:11. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, that they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Just the blood of Jesus and our testimony. Go forth and live that. We all have a testimony, right?
We do.
Regardless of what we've been through.
And it's the thing that having hope in the midst of, no matter what's going on, we have hope.
Hope isn't based on our circumstances. Hope is based on Jesus. That you mentioned that scripture in Revelation. That's one of the foundational scriptures. Actually, before Pastor Margaret and I did the podcast, it was when me and Dad did it. And I remember Dad said one time, he said, the blood of the Lamb's not in question. We don't want our testimony to be in question either.
Wow.
You know, I think sometimes when we go to share, and you talk about, you know, we get nervous about sharing. After I came to Christ, I had someone come to me and say, I never invited you to church because I didn't think it would interest you. Wherein I was really, we all are made with this void.
It's a hole in our heart.
That's right. It's a God-shaped void.
Yes, only can be filled, by Christ.
We can't, we're not the judge, but we know that, you know, we believe in our Wesleyan theology that God pursues us. It's called prevenient grace, that he pursues us. And, you know, our role is to make sure that that we are sharing what he's done for us and not judging whether someone is ready. We have to, I think it's important to build relationships with people and have the timing right.
They don't care how much you know till they know how much you care.
I remember that Henry Blackaby did Experiencing God. It was a Bible study. And he said anytime that someone brings up God, God's at work. We can't think about God without God giving us a thought, which is pretty powerful. And so I think God reveals the right timings to have those conversations.
And we have to listen to that whisper of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You know, and we have to just be sensitive to the Spirit. And, you know, it's easy to get caught up in all the other things. Even like I feel like I'm in the middle of school and class and, you know, I'm not as sensitive. You know, we let all the world things. But if we're listening, you get that nudge, you know. Give that person $100 or give them encouragement or, you know, show them this or take the meal or whatever. You hear and know what the Holy Spirit wants you to do, but you have to be sensitive to that. I mean, and it takes, that's that daily time with God that you're when you start hearing what he wants you to do in those, you know, in different moments in your life. But you can't let the world be too loud.
That's right. Because it does, the world does want to drown out the still small voice.
It's very easy to, especially with our phones. easy to,
right?
Yeah. It's easy to quit. And I'm starting to be able to hear again. I'm starting to be able to hear again. You know, because grief just takes up and you feel, you know God's been with me, but you know, it just, like I said, takes up so much of your capacity. You're not able to do all the things because it's just so much of you is just filled with, I don't know how to explain that. It's like,
it almost paralyzes you.
Yeah. Your heart, your mind, your, you know, the things that you used to do, it just takes a while to be able to have the capacity to be able to do mm-hmm. those again. But I feel like the, you know, when hearing the Holy Spirit's kind of been that same, but I'm starting to hear again. Mm. It's been, what, a year and a half. And I still have hard days. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know when grief's going to hit you. Mm-hmm. And you just, people don't know why you're crying, but you quit caring what other people think about your That's tears.
Right. That's true.
But, you know, be sensitive to the Spirit so we can let God work in us and through us. And, you know, because of those seeds that we're planting, He's going to grow and water them. Yeah. You know, it could be, some days it could just be a smile.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Some days it could just be a smile, a word, an encouragement. And other days it might be the prayer or the long conversation or, you know, it's different every day.
It reminds me of a quote that I saw on social media. It was a Robin Williams quote. He said, "You don't know what battles people are facing. Be kind."
Yeah.
Like, because people try to hide the pain, and we don't know what people, so be kind. So, like, a smile, that's mm-hmm. the way to.
Yeah. And, you know, grief, we don't know. There's so much grief around us. And like I said before, I feel like our society really does kind of shove it under mm-hmm. the rug. Yeah. But so many people are experiencing loss. I forget the statistics. I've heard them, read them, but, you know, whether it's a child losing a parent or, you know, a young child losing a parent mm-hmm. or, you know, losing your parents or a spouse or a brother or sister or, you know, we have a lot of hurt and pain and, you know, cancer in our world, and it's a hard place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that I think is so important is reconciliation.
Yeah.
You know, be in the conversation, even if it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we don't know how long we have to reconcile, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that is so important, I think, too.
Yeah. And that Run to the Hard podcast, mm-hmm. that's that premise. Yes. Comes from, don't be afraid to go into hard situations. You know, God will use you there. And, you know, we need to be a people of Christ mm-hmm. that will go to hurting people, that will have that hard mm-hmm. conversation with someone else. Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't mention this, but I'm going to guess we started out talking about the first marriage and the loss.
Mm-hmm.
That was a different type of grief. Yeah. A grief where they are still walking around,
mm-hmm.
you know, like it's a whole other set of emotions, mm-hmm. but there's grief in all of that.
Yeah.
You still lose things. It's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, and even with losing Greg and, you know, even in divorce, both, it is a different, but the hopes, the dreams, all the things that you thought, you mm-hmm. planned, and regardless of the type of grief, you have an expectation of what the future is going to be
right.
or what you might be able to experience, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
And when every new situation, you think about that. Like, it's hard. I often go to the place, maybe I shouldn't, I'm not supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I did. I didn't think it was going to be like this. Mm-hmm. You know, my husband was supposed to be here. We were supposed to be doing this. I was supposed to be able to go on vacation.
Mm.
I was supposed to be able to afford to do. Mm. I was supposed to. My life was not supposed to look like this.
Yeah.
You keep going back there.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to.
Yeah.
I remember doing that sum with, you know, divorce. But, you know, over time, you know, Lord God's still there, and it's okay, and this is, you know, but it's all, you, the loss of the hopes and the dreams and what you, you know, because we all
you
think.
Thought would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of it, you know, even the little things. Sometimes the little things are shout at you more than the big things, mm-hmm. not being able to sit down and share a meal.
Yeah.
not being able to cook the meal or,
yeah,
you know, crawl beside that person in bed and just have that conversation, someone to talk to at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Those things are a very much a big reality for those that lose someone, especially a spouse.
Yeah.
You know?
And I've heard you say, in the midst of all that, in the midst of the hard, God has never forsaken you.
But God, Jesus.
But God,
Sometimes you just lay there, think, and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's all, you know, it's all you. I remember those early days of grief. Jesus, Jesus. Yeah. I don't know what else, you don't have any other words.
Right.
You're just overcome.
Yeah. There's one thing that we haven't talked about, and I would love to just hear your thoughts on. I remember being somewhere, and it was a year anniversary of someone who had lost their spouse. Actually, we were in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, and we were taking a boat ride across.
Wow, what an experience.
It was an experience. We were taking a boat ride across the Sea of Galilee, and everyone is having a great time. You know, it's just, you know, what an experience. And I look over and there's someone who had lost a spouse and they were sitting alone and it was close to an anniversary, the first year, I believe. And I went over and sat down beside them and I said, you know, sometimes it can be really lonely in the middle of a room full of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about being grief filled, and you can have however many people are around you, and it can be the loneliest place in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one experiences that anniversary or that thing quite like you do.
That's right.
You know, everybody has different shoes that they walk in.
Yeah.
And when you get to the anniversary parts, people don't usually remember.
Yeah.
You know, and they, you feel very alone.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very alone.
Yeah.
Those, you know, those anniversaries. And we talked a little bit about this, Greg's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be coming up a couple of days after this airs.
Yeah.
And that was, hard. Those dates are hard.
Mm-hmm.
Birthdays and anniversary, you know, anniversary of a death.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do your normal thing those days. I don't know that I'll ever go to work.
Yeah.
That day.
Yeah.
You know, it is a very, because it's yours. It's your experience, you know.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody experiences that differently, and they don't. There's no way to know what someone's going through on those anniversaries, on those days, but very, very, very lonely.
And do you feel like sometimes it's been long enough, people don't want to bring it up?
Oh, absolutely.
But you want them to, right? You want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I have a friend.
Keep their memory alive.
You want people to say their name.
Yeah.
Share a memory.
Yeah.
And it's like they don't want to. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
But you need that. Yeah. You need others to recognize that that was a part of your life.
Yeah. It can become the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm. And that person's still a part of you.
That's right.
They're still part of who you are. They left, but they're still, you know, whether it's a parent or, you know, they're still part of you. They didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's, you want to hear the stories, you want to hear people, and they don't, you know, I rarely, unless it's one of the kids, I rarely, you know, hear someone mention Greg.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to go and be around. We had different, just because of, you know, kind of where our lives were, we had a little bit different friend groups, and, you know, we didn't share a lot of. And then you meet them, you know. Yeah. But we were still pretty early in our marriage, and our weekends were our coveted time, you know. Yeah. So we didn't spend time with, you know, couple friends.
Right.
So I rarely hear people say his name or talk about him. It I'm appreciative every time I do.
Yeah, I have a friend that it's been years since her spouse passed away, and I try to make sure that I have conversations, and she's always so grateful. She's like, thank you so much, because people don't talk about him anymore.
Yeah.
And I miss him, and I want to talk about him. So I think that's just something for those that are listening today. There's a lot in these two episodes, nuggets for those that are walking through grief. And I think that's one that I think is so important. Mm-hmm. They're all important, but that one.
Yeah. Say their name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say good. Their name. Spend the time. You know, be present.
Yeah. Well, Renee, thank you for joining us today and sharing your testimony. Anything else in closing that you haven't shared already, that we haven't asked you already, that you'd like to share? And also, we call this program Hope Talks. So in this hard season, we've talked about hope a lot. What brings you the most hope right now, even in a hard season?
I mean, just resounding Jesus. One of the scriptures, life verses for me, Ephesians 3:20. Mm-hmm. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us. I think we've just talked, like, that scripture kind of sums up, like, how what we've talked about.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus. Yeah. If you don't know Jesus, get to know him.
That's right.
Not just that big, you know, heard me talk about in the beginning, you know, that big God in the sky is not like that. He's a personal. He wants to get to really know you. And don't put him in a box.
That's right.
You know, because there's all kinds of things that he will do in our lives and through us and in us and surround us with. We don't know what he's going to do next.
That's right. And just a few minutes ago, you said that you had given one of your books away. And so I'm going to guess that what God has taught you and how he has walked with you through grief, that's not something you're keeping to yourself, but you're allowing what the enemy meant for evil, God can use for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's something about being next to someone that's also lost a spouse. It's like they know. It's like they know.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I have several friends and try to minister to those that, you know, have walked or are walking or continue to walk, I guess, have that grief as their companion now.
And it's not necessary that it makes your pain go away. But you can see that you have a way to
give the hope of Jesus.
Yeah, to give the hope of Jesus to you understand. Like, I couldn't go up to someone who just lost their spouse and have any, because I haven't done that. My story is different.
It's different. Mm-hmm.
But God doesn't waste a hurt. Like, it's just the loss of your first marriage. I mean, you had a foundation of faith, and then it grew deeper. You didn't turn away from God, but you turned to him.
Yes.
And I think that makes all the difference.
Yes.
When we hit hard times.
Don't turn away. Turn to God.
Yeah.
Turn to him.
Yeah. I feel like someone needs to hear that today. I think that's a powerful. No matter what has happened, even when we can't imagine, when we're angry, he wants us to bring that anger to him. He's
hard
enough to take it.
Beat on his chest.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
It's hard to understand. Turn to him.
Better to beat on his chest than not to seek him at all. I think I've heard Dad talk about that with different people he knows that are going through a hard time. He would rather us beat on his chest than not seek him. And he can take it.
Yeah,
he's God.
Well, Renee, thank you for joining us today. It's been great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. We pray that as you've heard Renee Reed's testimony today, that it truly has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.